Books on Tape presents The Cross Gardener by Jason F. Wright. Read by Lincoln Hoppe. 1. The Orphan. I was born on the side of a two-lane Virginia highway at 1:21 a.m. on February 1, 1983. 16 years later on my birthday, just as he promised, Father gave me a thick manila envelope holding detailed police, paramedic, and investigative reports. Also included were transcripts from several interviews by a detective who perhaps cared more than he needed to. Most of the documents were cold and sterile. Some were revealing. My mother's name was Libby Riffey, 17 years old, a resident of Forest Pond Court in Centerville, Virginia. She'd been a ward of the Commonwealth until winning emancipation at age 16. That same day, she accepted a long-awaited invitation to move in with her best friend, Krista Abbott, and her charismatic, divorced father, Ken. The girls were inseparable. Krista taught Libby to love ballet. The two took classes that Ken happily paid for at a prestigious dance studio in Fairfax. Libby had found a mentor there, a woman who believed she could one day dance professionally. Libby was crushed when her hero was diagnosed and killed by breast cancer in just 10 months. Krista taught Libby to deal with sorrow. Libby taught Krista to stand up for herself at school. Krista taught Libby to wear makeup and flirt. Libby taught Krista how to navigate the metro system in downtown Washington, D.C. Krista's father loved both girls, but his affection for